AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Joe Biden is getting some advice as he starts his presidential campaign from the 44th president.
You're not going to get more attention. The circus that he runs is not something that Joe should try to compete with. And that, I don't think, is what the American people are looking for.
Barack Obama says what is being seen as a president discouraging people from voting. At the White House, President Trump says he wants to help people who need help now after a coronavirus economic relief bill in Congress expired.
Ready to send. Democrats are holding up. I'm ready to send rental assistance payments to hardworking Americans that have been hurt by the China virus. All of these things are in a list. Democrats are holding this up.
Canada's public safety ministry says the Canada-U.S. border will remain closed to non-essential travel for at least another month. Mexico announced a similar measure for its U.S. border. Mayo Clinic researchers report a strong hint blood plasma from coronavirus survivors helps other patients recover, but it's not proof, and some experts worry if, amid the clamor for treatment, they'll ever get a clear answer. It's the first criminal case from U.S. Attorney John Durham's investigation into the probe of ties between Russia and the 2016 Trump campaign.
Kevin Kleinsmith, a corrupt FBI attorney who falsified FISA warrants in James Comey's very corrupt FBI.
Kleinsmith is expected to plead guilty to making a false statement. The president's younger brother, Robert Trump, has been hospitalized in New York. President Trump is expected to visit his 72-year-old brother. The Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals threw out California's ban on high-capacity ammunition magazines, saying the law violates the Constitution's protection of the right to bear firearms. Wall Street, the Dow finished up 34 points. This is AP News. New Zealand's Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern says she's extending a lockdown in the country's largest city, Auckland, for another 12 days.
Our current expectation is that by this time, the perimeter of the cluster will be identified, will be isolated, and we can move to level 2 in Auckland with confidence.
The outbreak has grown to 30 people and extended beyond Auckland for the first time. This is the first coronavirus outbreak in New Zealand in more than 3 months. Some travelers in France cut short their vacation and headed back to the UK. The British government announced all French arrivals will soon be required to isolate for 14 days. That includes Daniel Aboudi.
I didn't want it to happen, obviously, but it was something that we didn't, you know, we just, it's inevitable, really, especially with how late our government's reporting on all of this stuff.
Aboudi is now back home in the UK. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.